Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. It's me, Luke, and I'm here with Fee and Dash. And guys, I have something to share with you, to admit to you, really. Over the last few months, and it pains me to say it, in spite of being advertised on this podcast as Gen Z, I have progressively begun feeling more and kind of more millennial since turning 27.
Tell us more, Luke.
What does more millennial mean?
Well, great question. The way that it kind of started was I remember getting these as well very periodically on like my TikTok and like YouTube shorts like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it's those kind of TikToks where it's like, you know, you're 30 when, or like, I'm definitely feeling 30 now. And it's these things that are kind of very like millennial. Okay, cool. I never really resonated back with them. And I was like, okay, millennials use TikTok too. Cool. But now when I get those kind of 30, like, you know, you're 30 when, and it's whatever it is, I'm starting to feel a little bit more like, oh, I actually connect with that.
Yeah.
And what I'm noticing is on some of them, they actually reference the word millennial as well. And I know that I'm kind of on the cusp of Gen Z and millennial. I'm like a geriatric Gen Z. But I feel like, and maybe it's actually more just feeling as though there are younger generations now that I don't fully connect with. Maybe that's what I mean when I feel like I'm feeling more millennial. But I'm really starting to kind of, I don't know, feel like it must just be an age thing as opposed to feeling like I resonate more with those little millennial isms. I think it more might be just finally feeling as though I'm old enough where there are people like below me.
I totally agree with you. I think as we age, you start to understand the older generations a little bit more because you're like, oh, that's what you were talking about. But has there been in the last couple of months any millennial things that you have done? Or is it more resonating with?
I think, honestly, and I'm trying to think of words that I can use as examples, but I know that we talk a lot about like millennial slang, things like adulting or words like that, which if I were to hear that would be like, yep, millennial. Yep, that's not something I would ever say. I'm starting to feel like some of the things that I say are like that now. They're starting to be a little bit dated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of examples.
Can I ask a question here then? You're in the middle of doing your psychology, right? Who's your teachers? Who's your mentors? Are they millennials? Are they Gen Xers? Who is mentoring you?
Gen X.
Okay. So it's not millennials. I was thinking maybe it's coming from that. Okay.
And even now, like, because even though I say that, I do have one or two teachers that would be that are millennials.
Yeah.
And when they talk or use those little, you know, millennialisms, I definitely am like, whoa, millennial.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I start feeling as though when I'm talking to people that are a little bit younger, I now say things where it's like, yep, that's, they wouldn't say Gen Z, but they would just say like old, like older slang.
Yeah.
And I think that, because, and maybe it was COVID as well, like not being as out and about, but I know that up until essentially like last year when I started my master's course, I was in workplaces where, you know, maybe I was 20, 22, 24, and I was working with people that were 17, 18, and that difference didn't feel as apparent, even though they could be up to 6 years there.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now, and maybe there's a disconnect from people that are a bit younger than me as well, but when I'm talking to like my younger cousins, for example, and I hate to admit it because I always wanted to be like the cool cousin that like gets everything, they'll say things or refer to things and I'll be like, whoa, I actually am not sure I fully grasp that.
Is it just the language thing though? Because I also wonder, because I recognized a shift when I started kind of working more professionally. You know, you're not doing your part-time jobs, you're doing your study that might end up in your full-time job and you're doing placements in clinic, your perceptions and understanding of the world may be changing. So some of the things that, you know, millennials have said or Gen Xers might have said, where you or Gen Zs might be going, what, like that's boring or that's old or that's like, you know, adulting is a big example of that. Oh, yeah, adulting is about I have to get up and do the 9 to 5 and I have to get the groceries and I have to keep the house clean and it's annoying and I have to pay the bills and all of that kind of stuff. But that now is probably your reality and you're entering into that space. Whereas in sometimes when I look at some of the other younger generations and I've just hung out with quite a few Gen Alphas, I'm like, you're not in that place and that's totally fine. Protect the innocence. Protect.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
But then don't criticize us because we are in that space and we have to be the adult or we have to be the responsible.
Someone has to run the world.
Someone has to run the world right now because you guys can't. Do you feel like a little bit of that sense now?
You know, one thing I like kind of reference as well is that because I kind of grew up watching YouTube. That was kind of what I watched as a kid and a teen. And when YouTube started becoming quite big when I was a teenager, but there weren't a lot of Gen Zs creating YouTube content because they were my age. They were like 15, 16. And so a lot of what I was watching was millennial content because it was millennials that had decided to go into this stream. And so I guess in that sense, I grew up on like millennial humor and millennial kind of content while also being a Gen Z that would then go with their friends the same age and engage in Gen Z stuff. Now I'm kind of, and again, it might just be a shift and I'm just like, well, now I get what it's like to, as you said, Dash, be that older generation now that is old enough to actually be doing things and actually impacting the world. Because now I see kind of content created by people my age for Gen Alphas and watching the way they consume and interact with that content, being like, whoa, it's so different to the way that I kind of connected with things. And so yeah, maybe it is just a different, like I'm connecting with the world in a very different way. And maybe I'm being a little bit facetious when I say I'm feeling like a millennial, not in the sense that all of a sudden I'm wanting to use all that terminology, but feeling like my place in the world is shifted. I'm no longer the youngest group that goes around just carefree doing whatever and criticizing everyone. It's like I actually have a role now.
And I do think that younger generations, and this might sound harsh, but we were the same. Millennials were exactly the same and Gen Xers were exactly the same. Every generation does this. Is before we are doing the work of the world, work of society, we criticize that group. And we're like, oh, God, they're doing this. Oh, my God, they're so uncool. Oh, my God, they're doing rah, 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 rah. And then as soon as you start going into that and you're like, oh, wow, cost of living. Oh, I do need to read the news to understand the election. Oh, I do need to do that. I mean, I think Gen Zs, you can see them becoming much more advocates and that kind of stuff in that space. But sometimes the stuff, as we've talked about before, it's actually knowing the history of what you're advocating for and not just being an advocate for the sake of being an advocate. And I feel like now Gen Zs, like the older Gen Zs that I engage with, are like, oh no, it's really important to read up about this properly. And I can see the maturing of the Gen Zs as the Gen Alphas are coming through.
I feel like the Gen Zs, though, are maturing a lot later than, say, my generation did, the Gen X. I feel like I've been an adult since I was 10, to be completely frank.
But is that you or your generation?
No, my generation. We were babysitting other people's kids at that age, you know. Like, I was babysitting at 10, 11.
So was I, actually.
Other people's children.
Yeah,
whereas
I was babysitting.
Gen Zs, no way you guys were doing that.
Yeah.
And you know,
and strangers' kids, not like...
Oh, yeah,
not,
strangers' kids,
not,
like
your,
not my sisters.
Nah.
I feel like we adulted a lot earlier than what the generations do now. And I think the reason being is that Gen Z would be my children and I don't want the Gen Z children to adult too early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like enjoy, and I think that's why they seem to adult a lot later. The other thing that I was thinking about while you were saying that, Luke, is you mentioned the word COVID. And all of a sudden, I just had this thing that I thought, wow, what did Gen Z lose during COVID, during those really important late teen, early adult years of friendship and going out and doing crazy things? And some of that, you know, they really missed a lot of that. that time in your life. Like, I think about my 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 years, wild years, absolutely wild years. We were nightclubbing, we were pubbing, we were doing all sorts of crazy things. They didn't get to do some of that because there was those couple of lost years, particularly here in Australia. They didn't get that. They just didn't get that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I was very fortunate that some of those experiences that you might not get as a result of COVID, I had already had, or I wasn't that interested in having more of. But definitely people a few years younger than me, you could definitely see being this real, like, once COVID kind of ended, particularly in Victoria for us, which went for quite a while, there was this weird, like, pulling in two directions. Of one direction was, okay, I'm still, you know, 19, let's go clubbing every night, to the other side of, I've lost 2 years of my life, I'm now in my early 20s, I got to start doing something.
But, you know, like, every generation was impacted because, you know, it was like the formative years for Gen Zs in terms of that socialization and finding yourself and doing all of those fun things. But I know as a millennial, that put a halt on a lot of my millennial friends' dating lives.
Yes.
And so many of them.
And marriages.
And marriages. And so many of them for like 3 or 4 years couldn't date. Mm. And now they're at this point in their lives where, particularly for women, it's like, well, I lost that those years of being able to find a partner.
And the reproductive
years. And so now children are off the cards, not because I didn't want to or I wasn't interested in dating, but just because I couldn't.
Or my relationship broke up during that time.
My relationship did break up during that time, yeah. So I think every generation was impacted by COVID, but it will be interesting to see in a few years' time, because you know the thing that I find hilarious about Gen Zs, and I also millennials actually are a little bit, COVID made us so comfortable wearing tracksuit pants that we wear tracksuit pants or like very cash clothes to the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't feel like other generations do that.
Oh, they do now. They do. I actually had a conversation with a patient last week. She was starting a new job the next day and she had just gone to Uniqlo to buy some clothes for work for her new workplace. Very casual.
Yeah.
Very casual. And we actually talked about it and we were talking about how the dress code now has become so much more casual in the workplace and how happy we are about that. And I was saying to her, when I was first a dentist, we used to wear really formal clothes to work. We didn't wear clinical coats, but the men would be in ties. The dentist would have a tie on. I would be in very, very smart clothing with a shoe with a heel on it. And I know this will sound weird, but I used to fantasize about I could wear jeans and sneakers to work. I used to think, oh, that would just be so great. Now I'm living my fantasy. I'm in scrubs and sneakers. It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me, ever. Like, it's like I'm wearing tracksuit pants every day. Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the world has changed that way. And thank you to the Gen Zs and the millennials for that.
We've normalized
it.
I'm so happy. Luke, is it okay if I administer to you a BuzzFeed quiz called Hey Cuspers, It's Time to Figure Out Your Generation Once and For All? This is basically to find out which side of the millennial Gen Z divide you're on.
Is my job on the line here?
No, 100% no. When you hear the name JoJo, who do you think of?
Siwa.
Do you remember writing on VHS tapes with Sharpies?
No.
Oh. What do you think of when you hear the words TikTok?
Yeah.
Did you ever rank your top 8 on MySpace?
No.
When you think of Ice Cube's acting, which movie comes to mind?
I can't think of a single... Oh, Ice Cube.
Do you want me to give you the two options?
Yes, please.
Friday or Are We There Yet?
Are We There Yet? That's what I was looking for.
Did you grow up watching Hannah Montana or The Suit Life of Zach and Cody?
Oh, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, is that what you...
Both, actually.
both, you said, yeah. Okay, which jeans do you prefer, loose or skinny?
I might be loose.
More. Yeah. Actually, boys wear skinny jeans. Was your first cell phone a flip phone?
Yes.
When you hear the word Millie, what do you think of?
Rock.
Oh, is that by Lil Wayne? No?
I don't know. I think possibly. I just know it's a dance move.
Oh, I was going to say that. but it's not Millie Bobby Brown. Did you memorize your friends' phone numbers so that you could do three-way calls on your landline?
No. I'm feeling good now.
When you hear the name Harry, who comes to mind?
I'm going to say Potter. Was the other one the One Direction singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll say Harry Potter.
Did you grow up watching MTV shows like Next, Date My Mum and Room Raiders?
No.
And finally, which hair parting do you prefer? Middle parts or side parts?
Middle.
You're a Gen Z. Don't worry, you're still safely a Gen Z.
That's excellent. That's so really
it says, you care deeply about the environment, you view society through a morally conscious lens, and you hope to leave this world a better place than you found it. You might spend a bit too much time on your phone, but you also know how to harness the power of technology for good.
That sounds like, except for the too much time on his phone. I know he doesn't do that.
Yeah. So there you go. Don't worry. you might you so be much. Feeling like a millennial, but you're still a Gen Z.
But what you're actually feeling is adulting.
Yeah.
That's what you're actually feeling. You're not becoming a millennial. You're becoming an adult.
You're becoming an
with
adult.
With responsibilities and everything else.
Hey guys, it's Luke here. Thanks so much for listening to the XYZ Experiment podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, follow, and tell your friends and family about us.